Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Wednesday, May 19th, 2021, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 58, the fourth paragraph, starting with, "Remember that we deal with alcohol." We're going to be reading and commenting on that one paragraph only today. The readers are the 12 Steps, Joanne L., 12 Traditions, Audrey M.P., Reader of the Text is Shelley E., Penny L.C. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Jordan L. The reference number for Tuesday, May 18th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 16,967. That's 16967. And for this morning, Wednesday, May 19th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 16,975. That's 16975. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Kaylee R., and Leslie M. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Joanne.
Oh, good morning to you, and good morning to Team Wednesday. So nice to be here. I am Joanne L. I am from Rhode Island. I am recovered, and I'm going to read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening, as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. Have a great day, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Joanne L. And I'll now ask Audrey M.P. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning, Dawn. Happy Team Wednesday. I'm gratefully recovering. My name is Audrey. I'm grateful recovering compulsive overeater in Southern California. And these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity, too. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, as OA group never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create a service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous have no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you so much, and I pass.
Thank you, Audrey MP. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 58, the fourth paragraph, starting with, "Remember that we deal with alcohol," reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. I'll now ask Shelley E. to begin reading. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. Good morning, fellow travelers. I'm Shelley E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater presently in northern Michigan. Page 58, the Big Book. Remember that we deal with alcohol, cunning, baffling, powerful. Without help, it is too much for us. But there is one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now. I'm honored to have gotten this paragraph. It's a short paragraph, 4 sentences, but boy, they really send a powerful message. In my book, I have alcohol crossed out with food above it. And so in my mind, I always read it that way. And I can't think of a better description than cunning, baffling, and powerful when I talk about or think of my disease. My disease presented itself as my best friend, my comrade, my lover, the person who would always want to come up to my side, be my friend, help me through things, help me celebrate things. So in sadness and excitement, I could always depend on food. But I didn't realize. I didn't realize that it was, truly an addiction, and that I was powerless. I felt like I'm a firstborn child. I felt like I could do anything, you know, all by myself. And it was, I felt like it was a willpower problem that I had and that I could fight it on my own. Little did I know that what I was lacking in my life was power. And I'm so grateful for my fellows who helped me walk through this every day and help me remember the first word of this sentence. They help me remember because sometimes I can forget. It's not that the disease is talking to me, but I can forget some of that misery and some of that day-to-day shame that I felt as I was in the midst of my addiction. So I am grateful for fellows who help me remember as they tell their story to me how far I've come and yet how far I still have to go. But it is that one God that helps me get through the day every day. May you find him now, all the rest of you. If you're a newcomer, stay. It is worth every second and all the work. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shelley E., for getting us started this morning. I'm now going to be opening up the line to take names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Claire R.
Was that Claire R?
Kathy
Z. Kristen R.
Kristen R?
Yes.
Sarah M.
Oh. Sarah M.?
Elaine B.
Elaine B.
Ginger C.
Ginger C.
Kathy Z.
Kathy Z.
Jody H.
Jody H. Okay, I have Kristen R., Sarah M., Elaine B., Ginger C., Kathy Z., and Jody H. Is there someone I missed? Nope, very good. Let's go. Go ahead with Kristen R., then, followed by Sarah M. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. My name is Kristen R. I'm a grateful compulsive overeater in Virginia. And may you find him now. That sentence really jumps out at me because it's full of hope. It's full of promise. One of the things that I found really compelling about this paragraph was its urgency. May you find him now. That really speaks to me because I need to have a sense of urgency about this program. I need to have a sense of urgency about staying in touch with newcomers, about making phone calls, about every day getting up and making prayer meditation a priority. I need to have a sense of urgency about working 10, 11, and 12 every day. Because if I don't, if I start to rest on my laurels, then I'll start slipping. Then I'll start getting back into the food. It won't happen instantaneously. It'll be slow and progressive over time. But I need to make this program and my recovery a priority in my life. So I need that sense of urgency. And may you find him now. Finding a higher power is something that I'm still doing each day. It's a slow progression. But each day, a little bit more is revealed, and I'm so grateful for that. So with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Kristen R. from Virginia. Now we'll have Sarah M. share, followed by Elaine B. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. This is Sarah M. from Niceville, Florida. Gratefully recovered. Oh, my gosh, what a powerful message. This morning, I took paragraph and I wrote it out and decided that's kind of what I'm trying to do every day. And when I look at that paragraph, I said, rarely have we seen someone fail who thoroughly followed our path. And that we deal with, oh gosh, I'm just getting my whole words all mixed up. Sorry. May we find him now. It's my words are getting all scrambled here. Sorry, but what? Oh God, just show me what I need to say or not say. This is such an impact. We deal with food, and we don't think it's cunning and baffling until we walk in the grocery store And before we know it, we put something in our cart we hadn't even planned to buy. Or we're driving down the road and we see a sign that says whatever, and we pull in there, and before we know it, we've gotten it in our car, and we've gotten it on our way home. And that last line that says, there is one who has all power, and that one's gone. May you find him now. And that is what I've been searching and seeking for ever since I came in this program. And thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Sarah M. from Florida. Now we'll have Elaine B. followed by Ginger C. Good morning, Elaine.
Thank you so much, Dawn B. This is Elaine B., a recovered compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. And I just can't express my gratitude enough for paragraphs like this that, you know, remember, we deal with food on a daily basis everywhere we go, this party, that event, morning, noon, and night, hunger. But my hunger was not always for food, wasn't always for sweet, even though it manifested that way. My hunger was for ease and comfort that I did not know how to access. And, I just love the first share talking about all the different kind of relationships, you know, a companion, a just intimate friend, a partner, one that would counsel, and, you know, one who has all power, that one is God. May you find him now. And I had a relationship with a higher power, but I also had this relationship with food because I had some access to God and believed God for some things, but not for this. In fact, I had a sister who was a bulimic, a sister who was anorectic. My mother's nickname was Mother Hubbard. Guess why? My cupboard was never bare. I wore fat like a badge. I carried around 100 extra pounds on my body for a good long time. But I didn't want to stay that way. And, you know, we just start with a beginning. We start with the very beginning. I was thinking about my husband the first time I met him. I was very impressed. It wasn't until 14 years later that we got married, which is the time where I found OA. I had found it before. I had dabbled. In fact, he 12-stepped me when we were dating many years ago. But it just I identified out. I'm not anorexic. I don't weigh 500 pounds too much, you know. But, so I had to start with where I am. We get to start with where we are, recognizing we have a cunning and baffling disease, and we need a power that is greater than the food and that is greater than us and that is greater than anything we know. But just finding them, we don't have that experience. We don't have that track record. I love the fact that we have an inventory that we get to write down and give away in days to come, that we will have chances to review all throughout the day and at night. How we're behaving, but not so much that, but our need for higher power again. You know, Ben and Jerry were always sweet, but they didn't stick around long. That pint goes quickly, you know, and I got ease and comfort for those moments. But then after that, the real life, the problem, the thing that was eating me that drove me to the food kept popping up, and I didn't know how to deal with it. So I needed a power that knew everyone, everything about everyone, past, present, and future, that I could fully trust and rely on. But just like the day I met my husband and he extended his arm and helped me into a car. Oh, thank you. The relationship grows, and so we grow. Thank you. I pass with that.
Thank you so much, Elaine B. from Massachusetts. Now, Ginger C., please share with us, followed by Kathy Z. Good morning, Ginger. Press star one, Ginger.
Good morning. Yeah, I still have trouble with that one. Hey, Dawn, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yep, I sure can.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your service. And this is Ginger C. And I am in recovery. And I love this paragraph because I'm just blown away. I'm even having to share what I'm about to share with you guys. Just said it. I'm in recovery. Remember, called cunning, baffling, and powerful. We have a disease, and every morning I wake up, I'm untreated as a compulsive overeater. Every day. And it doesn't matter how many days I might get put together because I came into Vision for You in 2015. I put the fork down. I got clean and clear. I did this work through the big book. And I thought it was golden, right? This vision message. It will never fail. And it doesn't fail, but I failed myself because I stopped doing the work. I got this COVID clock. I started sleeping in and forgetting my meditation, one of my greatest connections to this power that I lack, because I have no choice. I have no control over food. And without power between me and the bite, I'm going to return and I'm going to eat. And I'm going to tell you, it's painful and it sucks. It's only been a week with food down, and I am just holding on for my dear life because I know I have no choice but to get through this pain and to continue and to get back into this fit spiritual condition. So it is cunning. It is baffling. It is powerful, and it wants you dead. It's sneaky, and it's silent, and it's patient. And it's a big warning because, again, I never thought I'd be on this line sharing that I relapsed. After going through the big book, after having an awakening, after having such an amazing connection. And thank God that connection's never left me, even through this relapse. But I left that connection, and life pressed in and pressed on, and I needed ease and comfort at once. And guess what? I know exactly where to go, and that's the first bite. And I bought the greatest lie, and I returned the greatest gift. So if you're struggling and you're thinking that food's the answer, call me. Let me tell you the hell that I'm in today because of picking up. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Ginger C. Now, Kathy Z, will you share with us, followed by Jody H. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service. I'm very grateful to be here. I am a recovered food addict, and When I came to program a little over a year ago, I was really willing because I was strangled by self and looking for ease and comfort, and then that led me to the bondage of food, and my life was completely unmanageable, and I tried so many different things, and I was just literally falling apart and watching my behavior and my destruction of myself affect everyone around me. So when I came to program, I was willing. I was willing. Thank God I was willing. And so through that willingness, starting to listen to Vision, listening to my sponsor, willing to do what she told me to do, putting down the food with the help of my sponsor, with the help and willingness to ask God to help me, I was able to get out of that fog. I was able to ask God to help me find the time to do what my sponsor asked me to do. And then that led me to the 12 steps into recovery. And what really stands out to me in this paragraph is the fact that God has all power. Does not say that I have power. It does show in this paragraph that our food addiction has a tremendous amount of power, and it's a liar, and it wants to control us. And then on the flip side, it says, yeah, but God has all power. I have no power. I have no power at all, but God has all power. So I am willing to believe in what this book is telling me and what my fellows are telling me, that God has all the power to change me, to heal me from this addiction and bondage to food, and learn how to be released from the strangulation of self and to move through this life happy, joyous, and free. And I'm so grateful that I've been able to release and believe that God has all power. And I believe that all of us, we all have our need to have a power greater than ourselves, and we're all going to search, and He will find you. That power will find you. That power will transform you. Be willing to trust. Grab on to your fellows, hang on to our program, and you will see light, and you will find strength. Thank you for letting me share. May everyone have a glorious day.
Thank you so much, Kathy Z. And now Jody H., will you share with us? And before Jody shares, I just want to remind everyone we're on page 58, the fourth paragraph. Remember that we deal with alcohol, and we're commenting on that one paragraph only. So Jody H., will you share with us, please, and let us know where you're calling from?
Yes. Can you hear me all right?
Yep, I sure can.
This is Jody H. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Maine. So many powerful shares. I feel like I'm repeating, but that's okay. Sometimes we need repeating. This paragraph starts with remember. Remember. When you remember when you're trying to get abstinent, remember when you've been abstinent, remember when you've been abstinent a long time. We are warned, remember that we deal with food, cunning, baffling, powerful. There is so much about food that is baffling to some of us, including myself. It's baffling to me. How in the world can food have power over me? It's a question that I couldn't answer on my own. And without help, it is too much for us. Last year, I've been in this vision for a year, June 1st. And I couldn't do this alone. I couldn't do this without God. I came to a place in the fall of 2019 where I was beginning to be making an end to myself and to my own self-effort. I had tried diets. I had tried everything. My knee doctor said I couldn't have surgery until I lost 15 pounds. I tried everything I could. I said to myself, I can lose 15 pounds. I'll just cut down on my portion. And so I tried that, and I tried this, and I tried that. But food was cunning, baffling, and powerful. And not only did I not lose the 15 pounds, but I continued to gain. So in May and June of last year, I became powerless, and I realized my life had become unmanageable. And somebody told me about vision. I got a vision. I've never been in any OA meetings in my entire life. I've been around 12-step meetings for 40 years, but nothing to do with overeating. And anyway, so I got the help I needed. I'm going to be having my knee surgery. I have lost more than enough weight through the help of my higher power, who I choose to call God. And I cry out, just like this paragraph cries out, may you find him now, because God is a solution in this program, and coming to an understanding of a spiritual way of life is the way to go. And without help, it is too much for us. We need sponsors. We need contact. And I'll wrap up. And it's just such a wonderful program, and I encourage a newcomer, put your name out there at the end of the program, at the end of the call. Put your name number out there. Get the help you need. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Jody H. from Maine. And now I'm going to be opening up the line to take more names of people who would like to share. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your shared every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Sophie Z.
Sophie Z.
Beth Z.
Beth
Ann.
D. Patricia
Ann. Greg K. Greg K.
Greg K. Okay, I've got Sophie Z, Beth D, Patricia Ann, Greg K. Do we have another we'd like to share? Well, let's start with that. We'll go ahead with Sophie Z, followed by Beth D. Please share where you're calling from, Sophie. Good morning.
Hi, thank you. Good morning. My name is Sophie Z. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Montreal, Canada. And what a paragraph. Incredible. So what sticks out for me is really remember, because I have a built-in forgetter. I can't tell you how many times I found myself face down in the food. Whether it was face down in abstinent food or face down in the drug of, for me, it's the sugar. It's incredible. This disease is really powerful. And the only thing that I've found to relieve me from this disease is my higher power in the 12 steps. So what am I doing different today? I'm working my program. I am, on as many meetings as possible. I am working a step train, and I am reaching out. And I pray that I will not forget, because, it's like the angel of death that wants me, this disease. So I'm grateful to be here with you guys and to be able to say that I'm abstinent. I just had a religious holiday that lasted throughout the weekend. A lot of triggers and a lot of family things came up, but I didn't eat over it. I prayed over it. So with that, I pass, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Sophie Z from Montreal, Canada.
Good
now
morning.
We'll have Beth D. Share, followed by Patricia Ann. Good morning, Beth. Sorry, are you there, Beth?
Yes, I'm here. This is Beth V, like Victor, from Pennsylvania.
Great, thank you.
Okay, I'm a grateful recovering member of Overeaters Anonymous. And my sponsor told me to share. And so that's what I'm doing today. I'm following direction. And this was not always possible. And it's been a long road that I've traveled to come into the rooms and to read the book and believe that I can follow the directions of the book. I found vision, or vision found me when I came upon it early in this year in January, and I was like a stalker behind the scenes listening but not sharing. But I wanted what you had, and I heard a great deal of recovery and tremendous sharing from everybody. So I did finally get the courage to introduce myself, and then people called me, and it was very encouraging, and I called them back, and then I did nothing for another while. I went back to my old way of thinking, the disease thinking, which is telling me, you're not going to recover there, and you don't have it as bad. You didn't eat the volume as much, and you did this and you didn't do that, etc. And I listened to the old ways, and it was unhealthy, and it took me back into a binge. And then I called someone. I took an action. I can't do this program alone without help. And that person encouraged me to get a sponsor by end of day. And I took an action, and I got a sponsor. I was so scared, I don't know why, to get help, but I was. And I just say that to people who are out there listening and stalking like I was, and afraid for some reason not to partake in the gift here. And the last part of this is that, may you find your higher power now. And for me, that means, may you means there's a possibility that I can find a higher power too, even though I haven't been doing very well with that. But I started practicing connecting with my higher power by sitting in silence. And the little connection has sparked. And every day it gets bigger and a little more of a spark. And now I have a little fire going. Thank you so much. I'm Beth V, and I'm really, really grateful to be here. And I hope, even if you have a small amount of faith, you can find your higher power too, who will lead the way. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Beth V. from Pennsylvania. And now we'll have Patricia Ann share. Please give me where you're calling from and your first initial of your last name, please.
Thank you. It's Patricia Ann M. From Florida. Yes, God has all power. And if he has all power, then where's mine? You know, and I had to ask myself that, where is my power? And it's cunning power, this disease is cunning, powerful, and baffling. Well, okay, and may you find him now. You know, and it's like this whole little paragraph is like full of wisdom, because it teaches me that I have a thinking disease. This disease is cunning, powerful, and baffling. I can't think my way out of it. Somebody has all power, and it's not me. God has all power. May I find him now. I serve a now God, not a past God, not a future God, but a now God. And now is when I am abstinent. Now is when I need him. Now is when I seek him. Now, you know, and it took me a long time to learn how to live 1 minute at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 day at a time. That took a long time for me to understand that I serve a now God. And when I'm anxious about my future, it's because God's not there. God's not in my future. You know, he is in my future when I put him there, but in my thinking, I'm thinking, you know, okay, I got to do this, this, and this. And then I get overwhelmed, and it's like, why? Why am I getting overwhelmed? Because I'm not in the now. You know, may I find him now. That to me was like a miracle for the light bulb to come on and for me to get that from my head to my heart, that I serve a now God. May I find him right here, right now. And it, I don't know, that's really all I wanted to share. That is so powerful, this whole little paragraph is like a lot of power in it. Anyways, thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Patricia Ann M. from Florida. We are on page 58, the fourth paragraph. Remember that we deal with alcohol. And now we'll have Greg K. share, and then I'll open up the lines to take a few more names. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, everyone. So great to be on the line and charging my spirit with all these shares. It's been a while since I've been on the line, chasing after the things that I want instead of the things that I need, and listening to everybody, you know, remind me how there's only one thing that provides the relief, the lasting, sustainable relief, and that's God. It's just immediately healing. At the moment, I'm walking and I'm just thinking, like, all of this work, this incessant, meaningless work I'm doing in my mind, trying to, you know, figure out stuff, but not getting anywhere. How am I going to get the better job or get, you know, something, you know, how am I going to find more joy in my life? And it's all like, you know, trying to push and force and control it into my life, and I'm not getting anywhere. And it's just a great, great, great blessing to hear everybody just say, you know, just stop trying so hard and surrender. Let the help in. I was thinking, you know, when the moderator reminded us that, or someone in their share reminded us that you can leave your name at the end of the, newcomers can leave their names at the end of the meeting. You know, I thought, like, wow, I wish I could qualify as a newcomer again and get all these people to call me, because in my endless suffering and greed, I've lost my connection to sort of the courage to make calls on a daily basis, and as a result, lost receiving the calls that I had grown to love. So, you know, right now I'm just saying, like, this is Greg K. My name is on the list. I'm in Massachusetts. I love to listen or I love to share. Please feel comfortable calling me. With that, just thanks again for the humble sharing of strength and experience and hope. And with that, I'll pass, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Greg K. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So could I get three names of people who would like to share?
Yeah, Larry G. from California.
Larry G.
Lisa G. from Texas.
Lisa G.
Jo Marie from Nevada.
Chova.
Jo Marie. Okay, we'll take... you know what? We don't have time, so we'll just take Larry G., Lisa G., and Jo Marie, and please come back tomorrow and share. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, Larry G., please share with us.
Thank you for your service. My name is Larry G., and I'm from California. I've been with you for 1 year and one day today. It has been one of the best years of my life. I wouldn't trade a moment for anything. Not even one bite. I'm really kind of shook up this morning. I talked to a dear member who has relapsed. It was very innocuous, just one bite, and it terrified. This disease terrifies me. We talk about how cunning and baffling it is, but it's very powerful. And I know that if I just let my guard down, I could go back in the food so easy. And I haven't. I'm recovered, and I've been tested this year. What I love about Visions, this fellowship is my home group. What I love about Visions is we take this shit seriously. We take this like as serious as cancer. And I hear the conviction and the passion in recovered members' voices every single day. I've been on this call every single day since May 18th. It saved my life. Not my life. It's given me a new life worth living. I'd go weeks, days, months without hearing the kind of empathic sharing that I hear on this call. I called somebody this morning after finding out about my friend who relapsed. It was not in Visions. And this is what this person said. Oh, Larry, you're making a big deal of it. This is a slip. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm an alcoholic. If I was to go to an alcoholics men's meeting and I was going to get my chip, my 40-year chip, and I said, oh, by the way, guys, I had a beer last night, just a little beer, or I had a shot of whiskey with my milk. No big deal. I'm back in it. I feel no effects from that. I would be carried out of the meeting by 10 guys, 12-stepped, because in Alcoholics Anonymous, if you drink a teaspoon, if you have a chocolate liqueur, if you have rum cake, it's a relapse. I haven't cooked with red wine or white wine. I don't take medication that has alcohol in it. So why would I think that having a shot of sugar or flour is not the same thing? And my sponsor who brought me, who 12-stepped me this program, who is a visionary, said, when I was eating excessive amounts of watermelon my first month, watermelon that I've been eating since 4 years old, and she asked me, she said, Larry, that's a lot of sugar. I said, well, it's an absent food. You know, the fence went right up. And she said, well, can you guarantee me that you will not relapse in a day or a week? And I said, I can't. And the God spoke through me, and so I can't eat safely. Anyway, for all of you on this call today, thank you. I'm so grateful for every one of you. I'm out. Larry from California.
Thank you, Larry G. Lisa G., share with us now, followed by Jo Marie. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. This is Lisa G. from Texas, and may you find him now. May you find him now. I've been searching for the God of my understanding for 35 years and was pissed off at him. I felt like God was a liar. I felt like God had let me down. And I was trying so hard to have God fit into what I thought God was supposed to be. And now, you know, I've been working with 12 steps. I've been in food programs, 12-step food programs for like 13 years. But in the last year, I gave up. I just gave up trying to find out who God was. And instead of using all my energy for that, I just put all my energy into the work every day, working my steps as my sponsor had me work them, using the tools, meetings, phone calls, just doing all the things. And I don't know how it happened. I just do not know how it happened, but I was writing today about how peaceful I feel and how I trust God today. And that is like the parting of the Red Sea for me. And that's what I thought God should have done a long time ago, was not let a certain person die of a horrible disease. And, you know, to me, God's miracles were the burning bush. And because I didn't see that, I was lost. And, you know, it's just amazing, like, that just by doing the work and letting God do the rest, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't quit eating by myself. And God had to do it for me. I don't know how it happened. It just did. I don't know why I'm peaceful today. God did it. I did my part. I did my 1%, and God did the other 99%. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Lisa G. from Texas. And now, Joe Marie, will you share with us? And please give me the first initial of your last name and where you're calling from. Good morning, Joe Marie.
Hi, this is Joe Marie from Las Vegas. Yes, what stood out to me was remember, and that without help, it is too much for us. But there is one who has all power. That one is God. Well, when I'm into the food, I leave that connection. The God of my understanding doesn't leave me. He's there waiting for me to come back to sanity. And I just surrendered everything. You know, everything I ever thought about the program, everything I thought about you, everything I thought about God, my recovery. And what stood out to me in the sharing, you know, Reed, is my problem is thinking. It's a now God. I left my connection to God. I look for ease and comfort, not in God. What is eating me? What is the problem? Working my program, following direction, old way of thinking. I had a problem really finding, following directions. I would take what I wanted and leave the rest, and that's not how it works. And I found vision again, and I'm so grateful that he took that obsession and that compulsion away. And I'm in a place of neutrality today. And not long ago, I was in agony. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you for all that share.
Thank you, Joe Marie. And we do have about a minute and a half left for someone to share who hasn't shared in the last 3 days. Is there someone who would like to share? Who was the last person that wanted to share and didn't? I didn't get your name.
This is Tova E.
Tova E. Go ahead. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll take a quick share. I love this paragraph, and I love all the shares. They really helped me talk about finding God now in this moment. I had a really difficult couple of days with a family member who's struggling medically, and it was just horrible. And I realized just from sitting through the meeting how much I have to give over to God and pray, and God is here with me now, and I don't have to turn to the food when I feel frustrated, and I have to let God solve these medical problems and help my family. And I just am so grateful that everybody does this meeting every morning, and everybody is so honest with their feelings and telling their story. I wasn't going to sign in this morning. I thought, ugh, I'm too wiped out. I can't do this. I'm not in the mood. You know, I'm just overwhelmed. And I'm so glad that I signed in and that there was a meeting available for me, and that everybody is so nice on the meeting and so caring. So thank you all. This is Chovik B, also kind of a newcomer in Central Time, and I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tova E, and thank you to everyone who shared, making this meeting just really fantastic. And we're now going to close with a reading of the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Penny L.C. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you until then. Thank you, Penny. Star 1, Penny L.C. Can anyone hear me?
Yes, oh. Yes, you can be heard, and I'm the one that's a little behind the moment.
Oh,
sorry,
no worries.
About that. Thank you. A little disconnected at the moment. Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. I'm so sorry to delay. Thank you for your grace and understanding, everyone. While I get to the right page, this is page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.